brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I promise we're going to get your calls as soon as we're done with the Terrence Yagi case. Chris, Randall, Julie, Mike, John, everybody that's holding, 1-800-259-9231. Have your questions and comments ready because we're going to go to the calls quickly once we do. Finishing up, from the crime scene, from the reports, from what you saw in the bloody car and the out in the field, how do you think they tricked him or stopped him, and then how did this play out?
Yeah, I don't know how they did it because all we really know is when they found his body, it had cuts on both wrists, inside both elbows, both jugular veins on the side of his neck were slashed, and he was shot by a small caliber weapon from the top side of his right side of his skull down through his left cheek in a downward angle, and no powder was there. So that leads me to believe.
And then the cops say, his comrades say, oh, he committed suicide. That is shameful.
Well, the police chief at the time flew out to the scene, and later the FBI flew out there in helicopters and landed, and they declared it a suicide. And then when he was sent to the medical examiner's office, they ended up declaring it a suicide as well, under, I think, great duress, because what happened later is that myself and Chris Emery of the Oklahoma Bombing Commission and the mother and the sister of Yakey all went and met with the medical examiner. Now, the one that did it at the time, Jordan, is dead now. But so we met with his assistant and a security guy that was there, who's a retired Oklahoma City police officer who knew Yakey and now worked at the medical examiner's office in Oklahoma City. We met with him, asking if we can see the original photographs and the original, autopsy stuff and everything. And they said that we could, after that she went to the court and she got a court order to open the files and all that stuff, the mother, cause, since she was next of kin. And so that was going to be in the works. But I talked to these guys a little bit of myself, and I said, look, I said, this whole thing stinks. It just, there's no way. I showed them my diagrams. I said, is this correct? I said, what about the rope burns and what about the handcuff marks? And the guy says, well, we're just going to have to go back in the files and look, but it was declared a suicide. And I couldn't ever get him to budge off of that. I wrote letters to the chief that followed Gonzalez asking him to reopen the case. His name was M.T. Berry, and he wrote me back a letter pretty much telling me mind my own business and go away and stay out of it. So I waited till a new chief came along, who's the chief now named Citty, C-I-T-T-Y. I wrote him a letter with all the evidence, all the stuff I'd compiled, sent him a copy of my file, and he told me that, pretty much mind my own business and stay out of the deal. It was a tragic deal, and they want to forget about it. You don't want to forget it.
They always use that, oh, let's let him die in peace. Let's not talk about how he was tortured to death.
Here's the problem. If that had happened 100 miles away at the Tulsa Police Department, the officers would have got up in arms, got pitchforks and torches, and stormed the castle, and the chief would have to run and hide with his tail between his legs because we would find out what happened to our brother officer. I cannot understand why the Oklahoma City PD officers let this thing go. I just can't understand that, because that would have never happened on my department. I'll guarantee it. Anyway, that's a sore spot, and I'm not going to get on a soapbox with it. But anyway, Yakey gets killed, and later, Dr. Chumley, who was running the medical aid station outside of the building.
And those two had been hooked up together.
Well, Chumley had ATF agents come up and want bandages when they weren't even hurt and wanted him to falsify stories about where they were that day in the elevator and in the office and so on. He said, I won't do it. I know you guys weren't in there and you're not hurt, and I'm not going to do that. And later on, he's flying back with a couple of friends in a Cessna 210 from a hunting trip in New Mexico, and an airplane all of a sudden mysteriously goes straight down in good weather, goes straight down into a cabbage patch outside of Shamrock, Texas. I checked with the FAA investigator on that, and he said, I've never seen anything like it. He said, there's no reason for that airplane to come straight down, even if the wings had come off, which they didn't. He said,
well, you're a pilot. What do you think did it?
Well, I think that there was something aboard the airplane that caused them to have heart attacks or cease breathing, some kind of explosive dust or something there, where they went totally unconscious and the plane spun in. He would have had to have leaned forward onto the column and not recovered to make that plane go down.
Yeah, that's your loving government, torturing cops to death, murdering doctors. Be back with your calls.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Mercury elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Mercury elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Mercury purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The book is Kill Zone. A sniper looks at Dealey Plaza. For that 20% of the people out there, you know that still don't know how or why they killed Kennedy. You need to get this book. It goes through who did it, why they did it. And it's turned out to be extremely accurate. With one of the top CIA operatives there on the scene, concurring with Colonel Roberts' research. So it is a Kill Zone, a sniper looks at Dealey Plaza. Craig Roberts, author of Police Sniper. We also have his Medusa file book, which is excellent, both discounted at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And that supports us as well as Colonel Roberts and his work he's doing. Again, Killzone and Medusa File are his two books that we carry. You can find out about more titles and more information at riflewarrior.com, riflewarrior.com. Let's go ahead and go to calls now. Thank you for holding. Chris in Kentucky, then Randall and others. Go ahead, Chris.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Alex? I'm from Connecticut, actually. I think they got it wrong.
Well, whatever. Is it Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
I just want to say thanks for taking my call. I really love your guys' show. You do a lot of good stuff for the 9/11 Truth Movement and getting information out there to the rest of the American people who are asleep at the wheel, so to speak.
Well, thank you. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I got a question about 9/11, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
I know the Loose Change video is coming out, the final cut, and I can't wait to go see that. But there's some recent stuff I've seen on YouTube or on the Internet, stuff like that, regarding 9/11 TV fakery. Is Loose Change going to Dylan Avery and those guys, are they going to address that or no?
You mean people claiming that planes didn't really hit the towers?
Yeah, I've seen the video.
Yeah, that's elaborate. That's elaborate disinfo. Classic hunting.
Sure?
I'm sure. I talked about 9/11 2 months before it happened. I'm on the ball.
I know. I heard that. That was good.
With a government sponsored terror, and I appreciate your call, sir. I have friends. I have family. I have seen literally dozens and dozens of different camera shots from independent individuals. I've talked to hundreds of people, firefighters, police, widows, workers who saw the planes. Okay, I had family, cousins and people who saw the planes come in. And it was not holograms. Holograms don't work that way. You've got clear disinfo by people out there trying to discredit our movement because it threatens to overturn the New World Order out there by design for years, beating this drum. They don't want to talk about controlled demolition. They don't want to talk about NORAD standing down or drills that day. They don't want to talk about $100,000 wired by the head of Pakistani intelligence to Muhammad Atta. They don't want to talk about FBI paying for the houses of the supposed hijackers or the dean of the Defense Language School going public and saying he was forced to train the hijackers. They were U.S. government agents. Or the head of the U.S. Embassy in Ottawa who I interviewed saying that they were CIA operatives. None of that, hundreds of real things want to be discussed. And Fox News and CNN and others won't counter me and won't counter serious engineers and the hundreds of architects and physicists on real issues. They have the kooks on over and over again who say everything from space beams to lizards to blood-drinking chihuahuas did it. And I'm telling you, it's a bunch of bull. And Craig Roberts, how many times have you seen people and operatives and others try to plant ridiculous stuff in the middle of an investigation?
It happens. If it's a high-level investigation that needs to be derailed, they set up these rabbit trails. They try to break everybody into cliques and groups on what do you really believe. They did it to the Kennedy assassination, for instance. I mean, you had authors who wrote nothing but the Mafia did it, or the Cubans did it, or Castro did it, or KGB did it, or the CIA did it, or. And if you've got all these people and together, it'd fill up the Super Bowl. You know, you couldn't pack them all in a dealer. So false trails for people to go on to dilute the case.
And it is like their own little cliques. Well, I like this researcher. Well, I like that one. Well, I think this one's got all the answers. And they never want to hit meat and potato proof.
Oh, I've been to several of these JFK seminars down in Dallas. And you get these little groups, you know, in areas, and they will argue and fight and almost have fist fights over who's right and who's wrong about the deal. Doesn't matter what the evidence proves.
And they always want to argue some little how many angels can dance on the head of a pin instead of with 9/11 and other issues. We know the official story is a lie, and we have a fact that these hijackers were being protected and shepherded and had U.S. government control numbers. It's over. The case is done right there. Then you start to figure out what really happened.
Well, you know, in my case, I'm an engineer, and I look at something like the Pentagon, and I say there's no way you're going to fit a 757 into that hole and not leave everything, you know, the ground tore up outside and all the rest of that. Let's identify these parts. Let's find out where these parts really did come from that they did find, and you know, we can blow this thing. Every case has an Achilles heel, and Oklahoma City's Achilles heel is the videotapes. If they would just show us the videotapes that were from the different surveillance cameras.
Now, an FBI agent, one of the ones you talked to, did get mad and told the L.A. Times that it did show these Arabs on the tape. We've talked to others that have seen them, but they've declared national security on these.
And why? What's the national security? National security means we can't talk about it because somebody will get in trouble. You know, that's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. And Hoffman filed two lawsuits to try to get the videotapes, and his lawyer filed one to try to get the videotapes. I think Trinidad may have even filed one. And they keep saying either we don't have them, or you can't see them, or it's national security, or we can't find them, or. You know.
Talking about 9/11, I mean, when you've got the supposed hijackers, all with control numbers and being let back in the country, and then they tell the embassy head, no, they're CIA, and you've got the FBI paying for their houses and following them, and then all these Mossad around them. I mean, what does that look like to you?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know how many cases we've seen, like the original 1993 World Trade Center bombing. You know, you've got the FBI that had the guy right in the middle of the whole thing who was lieutenant in Egyptian intelligence working for them. They couldn't have stopped him in advance.
And he didn't want to build a real bomb. They said, build a real bomb. They gave him a real detonator. He said, let's go bust him now. And they said, uh-uh, buddy.
Yeah, and we're not making this up. This was in the New York Times. This was in the court documents that he was working for them. And they, somehow it got away from him.
Well, you heard about what happened in 98, and they even got a bum steer award that year in Texas Monthly, where the FBI created out of thin air a Klan group and tried to get them to blow up a chemical plant. But the people were so literally drunken, they couldn't even get out of their trailers. They were all on welfare. So the guy just got them to talk about how they were going to do it, and then it was all over the news, how deadly they were, and it turned out it was all fake.
And what would be the purpose? You know, I mean, that's the first thing you've got. You got to look for motive. Why would they go to all this trouble and all this expense to do something with a bunch of morons like that? And by the way, you, in the first hour, you mentioned the low-grade moron. And I was just wondering, Alex, is there such a thing as a high-grade moron? And if so, are they oxymorons?
Well, yeah, I think on the scale, you've got somebody who's mildly moronic. I think we all are to a certain extent. And you've got the, oh, man. Let's go ahead and talk to Randall in Texas. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, just wanted to, a while ago, Colonel Craig Roberts was talking about the, Omnibus Crime Act and reminds me of the freedom of speech we're about to lose with the, Senate Bill 1105. And, I'll tell you, y'all are really doing a good job. I just really love the mix of a little bit of humor along with a lot of serious facts. And it just, but the, Senate bill is kind of the, omnibus crime bill of today, and let's see.
Yeah, the way that's the way that's interpreted, and the way the president could use it is to say, if you're anti-war, or you do anything else the president doesn't like, basically, they can just take all your property. And they've done this before with other asset forfeiture seizure. I take it very, very serious. Go ahead, Randall.
That's not all of it. It's just that if you if they don't like what you're saying, such as the program today, they can shut it down and haul you off. And that's basically it. And we need to call our senators. And there's a couple of
that's right, because Bush has signed the executive order, and it can be though in 30 days challenged. They rarely are. And you got Cheney announcing. Well, Randall, and this is Randall Mott, a friend of mine, but Randall, before you get into that number, I wanted to bring this up to Craig Roberts. Well, go ahead and give the number out, and I'll bring something up. Go ahead.
You want to get it now? Okay. There's a toll-free to the senators at 877-220-0044. And then there's another free one at 888-355-3588. And we need to call... Well, John Cornyn and Kay Bailey Hutchinson here, and everybody in the country needs to barrage their senators and say, there's no way that we want to give up the freedom of speech. And one of the organizations that's also joined in is Coral Ridge Ministries out there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I'm going to call them personally and make sure that they're, in fact, active, just not recruiting funds on it. But he did do a... D. James Kennedy out there did a video on it that I'm going to get, and we'll show here at a meeting in Austin. And by the way, Colonel Craig, if you can get out this way, well, you just give Alex a holler, and we'll have you in front of 500 people or 1,000 people real quick. Get the message out.
Okay.
We love what you're doing.
Thank you, Randall. Good to hear from you. Randall does the Truth Seeker meetings here locally. Craig, speaking of the devil, Cheney has now announced he is above the executive and outside of it, but then also can announce executive privilege. PDD 51 clearly says Congress is not involved in continuity of government for the first time in history. And now three members of the Homeland Security Committee, two Democrat, one Republican, have requested to see the continuity of government plan. And Bush said, no, you're not involved in that anymore. You're not allowed to see it when Congress, again, funds and really controls the executive. I mean, that is open announcement of dictatorship.
Well, Bush doesn't work for the people, and he doesn't work for the government. You know, he works for the New World Order crowd and always has, and just as his dad and Clinton did. And so, you know, he puts himself above them anytime he wants to, and then they all want to shake their heads and wonder, well, you can't do this, but he doesn't.
I've never seen him be this open with it, though. It makes me wonder if they're going to go ahead and pull the trigger and go to the next level fast instead of slow. Are they taking the training wheels off the tyranny we're already living in? We'll get Craig Roberts to comment on that. We'll go to Julie and Mike and John and many others. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 4th, 2007, gold, 670 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $691.56, $341.20 for half, $170.60 for quarter. That's $691.56, $341.20, and $170.60. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Corey Rowe had his DD-213 discharge, and they said, "We're automatic re-upping you, stop loss." He said, "Sayonara." About 2 years ago, they arrested him, then released him. Then they arrested him again and said, "No, we are releasing you." And he said, "Nope, I'm going to Fort Campbell." And he got to Fort Campbell, and they're going back and forth saying, "Well, we may send you back to Iraq, we may not." It's been in the newspapers again. It's up on Infowars.com. We're all praying for Corey. He spent more than 3 years in the military, over a year in Iraq, close to a year in Afghanistan. They were sending him back. He said, "No, I didn't sign up for this." All I know is my granddaddies didn't have to serve but a year in World War II. This is a side issue, and then we're going to go back to calls, Craig Roberts. And I understand you're an officer man, type. I mean, you're retired, but once an officer, always an officer. But come on, I mean, this new thing of making them serve tour after tour after tour, and then his contract says 3 years, and they say no, we're going to make you stay, and he just says no. How do they keep making them serve and serve and serve?
Well, they get these programs they call stop loss under national emergency and all that sort of thing. They tried to pull that on me when I retired, but the problem was the Army regs say that 30 years was the max, and I had 30 in 1999, and I got a card that they said they wanted to send me to some place called Kosovo for 270 days, and I said, I don't think I want to go to Kosovo because I don't even know where it's at. And the Roberts Rules of Order black hole theory is, if there's a country out there that if it falls into a black hole and you never see it again, does it affect us, yes or no? And if the answer is no, don't go there. And so I notified my headquarters that they could send my retirement packet, and they said, well, we've got stop loss, and we're not letting anybody out. And I said, son, I said, you better look up my record. See what I did in Vietnam. Don't make me come to St. Louis. And I had the packet the next day. But that's, sometimes you have to pull a little pressure to get things done.
There are people on hot air, the big Michelle Malkin neocon site, saying, send him, we want to frag him. And they're actually all on there saying they want him back to kill him. And, I mean, he literally, and his record is a good record. I've looked at it. He didn't like to brag about it, but he's been in a lot of combat. But the last 6 months, he was at a hospital, and that's what he couldn't handle, was the kids blown to bits. He was guarding the door. And he just said, I'm done. I served my time. And they say no. And then they keep arresting him and then releasing him and then arresting him and then releasing him.
Well, they're trying to send a message to other troops. Don't even try to pull this with us. We'll do what we want to with you. And, we talked about this last time. I think that that Bush's deal was to wear the military down during Desert Storm, and Clinton's deal was to destroy the military as much as possible. Then Bush Jr.'s deal is to deploy them until you wear them out and we don't have a military left. And then we have to do what McCaffrey said, and that was, if we have a national emergency in this country, we'll have to bring in foreign troops to police our streets.
Now, it's been a few years since I talked to you about this, but didn't you say you had didn't you die on the operating table from cancer? And then they...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I flatlined in 97, in August of 97. I came down with a strange form of colon cancer, and it doesn't run in my family or anything. I'm not real sure what that's all about, but I ended up, they took out half my large bowel, and then they put me on chemotherapy, and the chemicals they were giving me just started to destroy me. There's a product called 5-FU, and it was a drip, and I had to go in, 5 days in a week, and then off 2 weeks and do it again. And I did this for about 3 months, and then the next thing I knew, I was getting so sick I couldn't do anything, and I ended up passing out one night in the hospital, or the ambulance took me to the hospital, and I got in there, and they just started hooking me up with some tubes, and the doctor said, we're going to lose you tonight. He said, you're hemorrhaging internally. We don't know what's causing it. We can't stop it. And I said, well, don't worry, doc. I said, I'll be all right. It's not my time yet. And about that time, the lights just went out, and immediately I woke up in another place. I was sitting in a chair in this large, cool, comfortable room, and my guardian angel was standing behind me telling me that a decision was being made to take me on or send me back. And at that time, I started getting all kinds of information kind of downloaded into me, the stuff I didn't even know what it was all about, but I knew that, someday it would be useful somewhere. I would run into somebody on the street that I would talk to, and I would give them some information that I was supposed to give them. I don't, it wouldn't mean anything to me, but it would to them, that sort of thing. And one of the things I got was get off the poison, which means don't take any more chemotherapy. And then it seemed like I was gone about 3 minutes. And instantaneously, I woke up. And, by the way, while I was sitting there, I knew that there was a door to my left and a door to my right. And the door to my left is where I came from, and I didn't even care about this life anymore through that door. And the door to my right was where I was going to go to. And that was the next, go to the mountain, see the elephant, go to heaven type thing. And I ended up coming back. It was 36 hours later, and I had no idea what happened. I'm sorry, it was 18 hours. 18 hours later, I had no idea what happened at that time when I was in ICU. I had flatlined for those 3 minutes.
Unbelievable. I brought that up because after you already died on the operating table, they were trying to send you back under 30 years into service. I mean, this is the type of stuff we're talking about.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Petri dishes, grandma's parlor, and well-used tennis shoes. All breeding grounds for yucky mold. Don't wrinkle your nose, because you've got one, too, in your car. When we come back, I'll tell you where.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Your car's heater and air conditioner provide the perfect breeding ground for smelly mold and mildew. Here's a tip to eliminate these odors. Disconnect the AC compressor before starting your car in the morning. Set the emergency brake and crank your engine. Run your AC on max and in the recirculation mode. Then spray a small can of Lysol in the passenger's foot area behind the glove compartment. Let dry 1 hour and reconnect the compressor. Voila! A car that will smell fresher all season. Now for those tennis shoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
We're going to at least have time to get to Julie, Mike, John, Lucas, Larry, and a few others. Going to try to go a little bit quicker, but these calls all bring up such important points. Before we do that, I want to tell you about a couple different great sponsors. One of them is Interfood. It is, I don't know, 20-something plus vegetables and fruits ground up with their extracts, plus some other high-concentrate herbs. Much of my office is taken, and I'm taking it. It really cuts back on how hungry you are because the food's been debased to value because of a lot of problems with the soil now and the chemicals they've used. So you're not, that's why you're always hungry, is you're not getting the nutrients you need. You just keep eating, eating, eating. This is really great stuff, and it makes you feel good. It's enerfood.com. Enerfood.com is the website. They got a bunch of other great products, too, but that's their main line product, their big one. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. enerfood.com. Big discounts of 20% off when you get it in bulk. So be sure and ask about that when you call 866-762-9238 or when you visit interfood.com. And, of course, we have another wonderful sponsor, and that's Researched Herbs. Hundreds of great mainline documented herbal remedies and treatments and health products that have been around for hundreds of years. That's why it's researchedherbs.com. give them a call at 1-800-845-3841. One of their big products is Live 52, the world's best-selling liver support detox formula, over 300 clinical trials and research studies, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals. Approximately 2 billion tablets and 13 million syrup bottles of Live 52 are sold every year worldwide. It's been around since 1955. 1-800-845-3841 or researchherbs.com. Give them a call today. Or believe the media and just don't take any of it and just trust them and eat lots of white bread and drink lots of Coca-Cola with corn syrup in it and just enjoy everything and take lots of shots with mercury, too, because, you know, we're evil when we tell you not to. And also, Terror Storm, ladies and gentlemen, is in stores now. The first edition came out. It was excellent. It had two little mistakes in it. We're not perfect. We remastered it with the audio, the video, added 17 minutes of power-packed info on 9/11/77, you name it. It is just it was a great film before. It's unbelievably good now. We took 3 months out and just basically redid it and added a lot to it. So really, it's a new film, and it just hit stores today. And only a couple copies go to each store, and they do stuff like stick them behind the cookbooks and the rest of it. If you come in and want them, and they sell out the one or two copies they've got in Barnes & Nobles and Borders and the rest of it, and Virgin, then they will order more. They've got it right here in Austin at Waterloo Records. But all over the country, go out and please buy a copy of it. Or get it at Amazon.com for like $12. Huge discount. And frankly, I end up making 50 cents to a dollar, depending on where it's sold. I lose money. Because if I just sold it on my website, I won't explain this, I would sell less total and less would go out. But then I would keep most of the profits and be able to make more films and pay people around here. So selling more actually causes me to actually not make as much money, but I don't care. So understand, I'm actually here doing something that hurts me financially because I want it to get out to people that have never seen it. And when you go buy it off the store shelves, that makes them then double stock it. Whereas on average, they got about two copies. We're breaking into the market. Here's what's happening. And then they'll order four. And then people see them and it's got a now nice, handsome cover and they buy it. Then the truth gets out. We're reaching people we've never hit before. In stores, Terror Storm Special Edition right now. Or you can order it at Infowars.com or any of the other books and videos we carry, like Colonel Craig Roberts' books and, of course, American Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, Riddles and Stone. It goes on and on. Craig, I want to rush through these calls now. I want people to visit riflewarrior.com as well, and it's always great to have you up. But I didn't mean to get off into your death experience, but I've talked to family that's happened to. I've talked to other really serious people it's happened to. I've had stuff in my life, you know, life and death situations happen. And just when that happens, you can feel the heightened awareness and stuff flashing through your mind. One time I had a guy out of nowhere just put a butcher knife to my neck and start jerking it so hard against my neck, blood was coming out. He did it for about 5 minutes, you know, threatening to kill me, enjoying, I guess, the fear it created. And it was like at that point, it was like information was being downloaded. My life flashed in about 2 seconds, and all of a sudden I started, I don't want to get off into it. It's just, it's hard to describe. I can't imagine actually dying. I mean, talk a little bit more about that. I mean, you're flatlined for 3 minutes. I mean, any other details about when you're at this crossroads that you've gone to?
Well, it's just that I had absolutely no fear of death after that. I knew that you didn't die. You just simply left this particular plane of existence. I knew that everything in the Bible that was written is true. I knew that there would be wars that would be coming up, such as the one in the Mideast that would fulfill Bible prophecy. I knew that I was to tell anybody that had cancer what my experience was and that how I defeated it later by using natural products and using, you know, prayer and by using things that you can get at the health food store and by correcting your diet and eating live foods instead of canned garbage and all of these things to help your body to naturally fight against cancer, because cancer cannot live in a body that's fortified in the right direction, including becoming alkaline by drinking ionized water every day. And all of these things were given to me. Well, I went back to my oncologist to tell him I would not be taking any more chemo after I was finally out of the hospital, which it was a couple of weeks later. And he said, and he looked at me and he got this devil look on his face. I mean, it was evil. And he looked at me and he said, if you don't do what I tell you to do, you'll be dead in a year and there's nothing we can do about it. And my guardian angel just whispered in my ear. And I said, I looked at him and I repeated, I said, well, I said, I'll tell you what, Doc, one of these days I'll be dancing on your grave, but I'll still be here. I'm not taking any more of your poison. And
now you're as healthy as an ox. When I've
seen you. It's 10 years later or 8 years later it's 10, two, not 1997, 2000, it's 10 years later, and my last checkup, they can't find any trace of cancer, and it had gone everywhere. I was stage 2 metastasized.
Have you seen him since then?
No. In fact, I went by his office about 3 months ago, and it's no longer there. I don't know where he's gone to. He's not even in the phone book anymore, and it makes me wonder if this guy wasn't some demon from hell that came up here to try to kill me. You know, I don't know. It's real interesting that it just disappeared. And the people that knew him, he was in an Army Reserve unit, and they said they don't even know where he went to. So, anyway, if you know people out there who have cancer, if you go to my webpage, I put all the stuff that I do and did on my webpage. You can print it off. You can go down to the health food store, buy products. Doesn't matter what brand it is, as long as it's a good brand, and you can start fortifying your own body against this stuff, and you can beat this.
But describe more of what it was like when you were in that different place.
Well, it was August in Oklahoma, so it was extremely hot. And as soon as I was there, I was cool and very comfortable. I was sitting down. I was very relaxed. I felt like I was 23 years old again. I felt like I was in perfect shape. I couldn't see my body because it was dark. I couldn't see it, but I knew it was there, but I knew it wasn't a physical body. I mean, it was the normal body I would have, except I wouldn't say invisible, but it's really hard to describe. It was there, but it wasn't there. I knew that if I went through that door on the right, that I would probably run into people I knew who had gone before me, or to relatives that they would be waiting there. So it wouldn't be strangers. You know, you would be welcomed in by people you knew, and you would recognize them, and they would all be in good shape. If you had an uncle who lost a leg, he'd have both legs. They'd be back in perfect condition again. I knew that my guardian angel had been with me all my life. You can call them a guardian angel or a spirit guide, whatever you want. You've got somebody who's there, and you know they're there. Anybody out there that says there's no one there that's with them, you're closing your eyes and ears and denying what actually happens. This turns out to be the same guy that when I was a little bitty kid, he was my invisible playmate when we would defend my backyard against the Mexicans at the Alamo, you know. Me and Joe. I used to call him Joe. Well, this was the same guy. He was with me when I was a little kid watching over me and probably kept me from getting hurt on several times for various reasons. He was with me in Vietnam. I know that for a fact. I knew there was a presence there. I knew that somebody was with me. They say there's no atheist in foxholes. I'll guarantee there wasn't any in mine. And so I knew he was there, and he's with you your entire life, or she. You could have a female one if you're a girl, this is the guy who is going to remember everything you did in your life when it comes time to answer up for what you did. You know, God doesn't have to remember everything you did because this guy's going to report it all. And so this guy is with you, and if you'll just listen to him, he's the one that tells you when not to do something. He's the one that tells you, do the right thing, don't do the wrong thing. He's your conscience, so to speak. He's there all the time. So I knew this guy was there. And he's the one that put his hand on my shoulder. I knew he put his hand on my shoulder, but I couldn't feel it. I just knew it was there. And it was a very welcoming presence, or a very reinforcing presence. He said, you're going to be going back. He said, take this information with you and do what you have to do. And then, bang, I opened my eyes. I was in ICU. It was 18 hours later, and I had no feeling of the time at all. I felt I was gone 3 minutes. Well, when the doctor came in later, I was talking to him, and he said, yeah, we lost you. He said, I don't know what happened. He said, we were unplugging you, and all of a sudden there was a heartbeat. He said, we waited 3 minutes.
Now, Craig, you know that feeling of strength. Well, I don't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, he said, but you were gone for 3 minutes. And I said, well, 3 minutes is how long I felt like I was gone, but time didn't mean anything. Time absolutely had no meaning whatsoever. And so there was 18 hours that was gone that I can't place. I can't put it any place. So it says that God made the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. I don't know how long those days were, you know, because time really doesn't mean anything to him. And time doesn't mean anything.
Well, that's the point, though, is like when I do good and I feel the presence of evil and I stand up and get through my fear, I can feel that same, you know, that same guardian angel feeling. And it's just so empowering, and goodness is so good, and honor, and being honorable. It doesn't mean we're perfect, but it means being honorable, wanting to be good, you know, rejoicing in goodness. And then I see evil. They like this darkness and this rage, and they love to hurt beauty. And I just imagine what it's like for the evil guys when they have, I mean, well, we've heard about it, these death experiences. I mean, imagine wanting to go away from the light and wanting to serve evil. I just can't imagine that.
Well, these people have what I call false power. They think they have power, but they don't have anywhere near the power you have when you do good. Good always overcomes evil. And what one of the big questions that everybody has is, why do bad things happen to good people? How come good people die and bad people are still here, and so on and so forth? What happens in this world, mainly what God cares about, what happens in this world, is basically, what did you do while you were here? It's not how long you're going to live, or it's not, you may not get to accomplish everything you tried to accomplish, but you got to accomplish what he wanted you to accomplish. And if you stand firm, if you're like Travis at the Alamo, and you draw that line in the sand and you refuse to budge beyond that, you know, if you say this is the buck stops here, and I am not going to, suffer some temptation. I'm not going to allow this evil to occur in my presence. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to be counted. I'm not going to put my head in the sand. I'm not going to be a couch potato. I'm going to fight against evil and be open and plain about it. Jesus was open and plain about it. You are. I mean, you're out there every day doing this stuff. It's the people who don't do anything except they listen, they read, and they get scared, and they hide. They're not doing themselves any good. They're not doing anybody else any good, but mostly God looks at that and he says, you know what? You're not a brave warrior. You're not a centurion fighting for me. You're just a little coward hiding in the corner. I want brave angels out there. I don't want cowards. And people have got to get that word across to their own minds and tell your friends what's going on. Tell your neighbors what's going on. If they brand you as a nutcase, so what? Your job is to carry the water. It's not to force them to drink it, okay? You can't make somebody a Christian by running down the street and beating them over the head with a Bible. You can only deliver the information, and they have to make the decisions themselves. Same thing with this. You can only be an educator. You can only deliver the information. What they do with it after that is up to them. But if they're smart, they're going to pick up the shield and the sword, and they're going to join the battle line.
Amen. Amen, my friend. Let's take some calls. Julie in Washington, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air with Craig Roberts.
Hi. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. The original reason I called was because I had a brief, amusing anecdote for Dr. Colonel Paul Craig Roberts. But now that I have listened to him the last 10 minutes, I realize it's a little more serious than just the amusement. 2 weeks ago, Dr. Paul Craig, I was advertising you all over the internet.
There's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and there's Colonel Craig Roberts, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got okay.
It's okay,
oh,
but go ahead.
You're two different people?
Yes.
I am so sorry. Is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts different than Colonel Roberts?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and if I say anything wrong, it's his fault.
One guy's the father of Reaganomics and is from Georgia, and the other guy is in Oklahoma.
That blows my whole joke, because, and I apologize.
It's okay, man, but go ahead and make a point. Go ahead.
Okay, 2 weeks ago, I was advertising Dr. Paul Craig Roberts all over the internet because he was supposed to do New World Order Disorder. And I'm sending the professor who hostesses the show copies of every place I'm advertising that guy. Then all of a sudden on the internet, it's, Julie, do my show. This guy can't make it. So I did his show. Now, to me, it was funny because I was going to tell this guy.
I'll tell you what, it sounds like this is a long story. I'm going to put you on hold and talk to you during a break. I'm not really picking up. I'm not understanding any of this. Mike in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. I think this will fit in with what you were talking about, being it was Timothy McVeigh who claimed he had a chip in him. And you were talking about at the beginning of the show about brain chips.
Well, yeah, the military wants to put them in the troops, yeah.
Anyway, I got involved in through no fault of my own, Black Budget Project back in 1981. That project was somewhat documented through ABC News 2020 when they stumbled onto them, basically what they were doing. And I'm no scientist or anything. They were picking up the generated signal from your brain as you think, you know, and obviously transmitting it.
They're actually doing that now with brain scanners, but go ahead.
Well, as you can imagine, they had this technology that for like 30-some years that I know of, you could build yourself up quite a network.
Sure, sure.
And here just yesterday, I think it was Bush was talking about wanting Congress to okay these wireless intercepts. Well, if you had a chip in it, and they were doing that, monitoring your thoughts, basically, that's what you would want, you know, if you were trying to enslave a nation.
Well, this is not science fiction. They know what area of the brain is active, so they can get general ideas right now. That's what's declassified. But the point is they do now want to make the troops take chips. Craig Roberts, how do you think that'll go over?
Well, yeah, the chips they're talking about supposedly is supposed to monitor your vital signs and also have your health record in there and your blood type and everything. So if you get wounded on the battlefield and you're unconscious, they scan that and they can bring up your whole medical history and plus your vital signs and everything else. But the problem is they can also put geo-tracking devices in there, and they developed those for special operations troops. And I remember McVeigh complaining that the chip in his rear end was hurting him and bothering him when he was in jail. And when I asked the FBI if they'd even run him in front of a scanner or a jail x-ray, they laughed at me and said nothing like that exists until the next day when I brought them catalogs where they could actually buy the things.
Yeah. Stay there. We'll be right back. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You know, I just got informed that Ron Paul is going to be co-hosting, be popping in each week. that it's somebody with the Ron Paul campaign and have a show 4 to 5 p.m. weekdays here on the network. Wow, that's going to be interesting. Yeah, the Ron Paul campaign admits that this show, in the first two quarters of their campaign, was half their support. Now that it's shot up, it's only about 10%, but that's still just completely inordinate. So I'm glad to hear that Ron Paul will be joining Genesis. That's crazy. We got to get an article out on that. I'm always first to go, last to know. Let's keep taking some calls here for Colonel Craig Roberts. We've got to have up yet again. I just love having him on, and so the listeners. Lucas in Texas and Larry in Idaho. Go ahead, Lucas.
Guys, amazing new video just hit YouTube where the reports of Flight 93 crashed at Camp David. I sent the link over to your guy there at GCN. And
do me a favor. Send it to Aaron with two A's at Infowars.com.
Okay, and yeah, it's amazing. It actually.
So is that false scripting beforehand? Is what you're saying?
Basically, what it is it shows that what they're trying to say is that there was a crash of a plane that happened at Camp David, and also in the clip you'll notice that they also mention a car bomb going off. It's a pretty amazing clip.
You know, I remember that. I remember him. I kept seeing car bombs going off in D.C. and Virginia and Maryland.
But it's pretty amazing because there's two parts to it. They're both 10 minutes long, and it covers a whole.
Where did you find this?
I actually found it searching through different YouTube stuff. And
okay, do me a favor. Send it right now to Aaron with two A's. Send it to Ryan at Infowars.com. And if you go over to Prison Planet, it says Contact Webmaster. Send it to Waddle. And we will, Lucas, you always call in with great stuff. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. This is pretty amazing stuff. I think you'll find it very enlightening.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, Craig Roberts, you know, on Oklahoma City, and in many other cases, the BATF later claimed they were running a drill. That's why they were in their bomb gear. With 7/7, they were running drills at the exact targets being attacked at the same time. 9/11, World Trade Center, Pentagon attacked same time, in quote a drill. Then NORAD stood down thinking it was a drill. How important are these drills?
Well, it's amazing when they become coincidental to something that happens right around that time. If not on the same day, I think it shows something that somebody's playing some kind of game up there, and it's amazing to me that you have something like that happen, especially when you look at the old Northwoods document and that sort of thing of what gets planned in the future of scenarios, what could actually make people do things if we do something to ourselves, the old Reichstag syndrome. Then you turn right around and you see these things that happen, and you find out, well, they were having a drill the day before or the day after or that day or the week before of exactly the same type of scenario.
Exactly. Let's jam in one more. Larry in Idaho. Last caller. Go ahead.
How you doing, Colonel, and how you doing, Alex?
Fine. Go ahead.
The technology, you know, for the microchip and stuff like that came in early 50s, you know, with all the MKUltra stuff when they brought all them psychopaths over here from other countries. And infiltrated up into a place in, like, in Medford, Oregon, and this one guy went to Canada, one of the big doctors, and did a lot of...
You and Cameron.
That's exactly right. And something else I wanted to say, Colonel, is that I met Timothy McVeigh and Nichols when they used to come into Kingman, Arizona and go to the swap meet. And they used to stay at the Hilltop Motel, which is right as they start out at Phoenix to go over the bridge, you know.
Better finish fast.
Okay. So anyhow, what I'm going to say is he always sounded like he was a nut because he kept saying a lot of times, you know, gotta kill him, gotta kill him. He was always laughing like he was on drugs or something.
Call me back tomorrow. I want to hear more about this. Craig Roberts, we got to do it again in the next month or so. RifleWarrior.com. Thanks for spending time with us.
Well, do it then.
All right. God bless. All right, ladies and gentlemen, get the new Terror Storm. It's available on Amazon.com right now.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.